Let's continue. I think we were, before we move on to another topic, we were kind of in the middle of discussing something which comes up through the daf, the question of Trumas and Maestros and Shemitah and Yovel and all these things, whether they are Doraisa or Drabanan, Bizman Hazeh. And particularly started discussing the problem of Bias Kolchem, which is a fascinating topic and is relevant also to the question of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh in several different ways. So I thought we'll finish with that first, and if we have time, we'll move on to Daf Ches Amud Aleph as well. But first, let's see what we can do. So where we were was the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Chulin, basically established that even if you hold that the kibush of Yehoshua was only in effect as long as the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, but if the Churban negated or nullified that Kedusha of Yehoshua, then nonetheless, Kedushas Ezra was Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Yosid Lavo, was permanent, and therefore it would seem that Chiyuv Trumas Maestros Bizman Hazeh, and thereby extension the Yisr Tevel, would be Min HaTorah Bizman Hazeh as well. That's how the Gemara goes on Zion Amud Aleph, and Rashi spells it out very clearly that even though the Gemara isn't 1,000% explicit about it, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that Kedusha Rishona was Betela and Kedusha Shnia was Kayemis. And then we spent some time in the Shita Sarambam. We're going to continue with that in a few more minutes, but that the Rambam Minuch is based on Bechira, and at the beginning of Hichos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Hey and Vav, certainly sounds like he adopts this view, Halacha, namely that Kedusha of Yehoshua was Betela, and the Kedusha of Ezra is Kayemis. The only thing is, Rambam adds a very important wrinkle, and that is that instead of formulating like the Gemara, the kibush of Yehoshua and the kibush of Ezra, the Rambam is trying to explain why it is that the Kedusha Shnia would be more effective than the Kedusha Rishona. So he explains that it actually wasn't Ayidei kibush, it was Ayidei Chazaka, and that's what we were trying to explain, various different reasons why Chazaka would be superior to kibush, right? Either in combination, because it's both, or having had one, or because it's the antithesis, all the different explanations that we propose. Either way, what we came away with was that clearly the Rambam holds that Kedusha Shnia of Chazaka is more enduring than Kedusha Rishon. But then, we didn't have a shiur last week because I had a wedding, but the week before, towards the end, we started discussing the Heter Mechira issue, because we noted that the Rambam does something else very puzzling, and that is that in the last halacha of Perek Aleph, the Chos Hichos Trumos, which we're going to go to back to for a second just to get ourselves caught up, he introduces a new idea, and that is that Trumas HaMaaseros Bizman HaZeh actually is Drabanan. This is completely contrary to the impression that he left us with in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and even 20 or so halachos earlier in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, when he takes up the subject formally, he leaves us with the impression that the Kedushas Ezra, which is permanent, dictates that Trumos, Maestros, Bizman HaZeh are a chiyuv min HaTorah. Then all of a sudden, in Halacha Chavav, the Rambam says, HaTruma Bizman HaZeh Afilu B'Mokom Shechziku Olei Bavel V'Afilu B'Mei Ezra Eina Min HaTorah L'Midivrayim, that it's only a Midrabanan, that Chiyuv Trumos is only Drabanan Bizman HaZeh, even in the lands which were settled by Ezra. She'en Lecha Truma Shel Torah Ela Beretz Yisrael Belvad, U'Bizman Shekol Yisrael Sham Shenemar Kisavo Bias Kulchem Kishahoyu Birusha Rishona U'Kamoshe Nasidin Lachzor Birusha Shlishis, as it will be, as it was in the first time of Yeshua, and it will be in the time of Mashiach, Yirtzeh Hashem. Lo Kishahoyu Birusha Shnia Shaisa B'Mei Ezra not like it was in the time of Ezra, Shahoisa Bias Miktason, Lefika Chlochivos Amina Torah, the Chen Yirali, Shehua Din Vaisros, Shein Chayim Mizmanaze, Elamid Ivraim, Ke Truma. So the Rambam says that in his opinion, not only Trumos, but perhaps even Maisros is only Drabanan Bizmanazeh because of this new factor, Bias Kolchem. So again, the first problem is that it's contrary to everything the Rambam had implied, strongly, practically said until now. Not a contradiction, because once you add in this new piece of information, right, we now understand that he didn't mean it fully. He does say Kemoshe Yisbayar Vichos Trumos and Vichos Beis HaBechira, although most people would have thought that he was referring to Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, not to Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav. But in the end of the day, at minimum, it's a question why the Rambam would intentionally, even if it's only temporarily, mislead us. Why would he give us an impression that something is within our Torah when it wasn't? That's question number one. And question number two, of course, is where did he get this from and is it compelling? The very fact that he has to say yearly about Maisras shows that, you know, it's not so clear to what this applies. And then the Ravid helps us out by just pointing out, Am Rav Ram, lo kiven lahalacha yafe. The Ravid says that the Rambam is wrong. Because we pass in the Truma Vizman Azez Doraisa. Oh, that's fine and good. But the main part where he helps us is, V'hu atzmo nira shekach kosa b'tchilas ha-sefer. He's calling out the Rambam for implying strongly in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos that Truma Samaisos is min ha-Torah Vizman Azez. And then he adds, V'isa v'hamilsa b'chala hu de'ika. If there's any one of the mitzvahs atuyas ba'aretz that does have this precondition of bias kolchem, it is only going to be chala and nothing else. And where does that come from? That comes from the Gemara in Masachet Suvot. So if you turn the page here, this is on page 3 of the original group, where we have the Gemara in Suvot, Chafayim and Aleph, which says kasavar, Truma Bizman is Edrabanan, Vachala Daraisa. Maskina Mitruma Drabanan, Vachala Daraisa. Says the Gemara Kadash Kachin Ravuna Bered Rav Yeshua Rabanan, Dom Ravuna Bered Rav Yeshua Ashkachtinu Rabanan, the Beirav, the Yossi Vikamri, Afilaman da Amar Truma Bizman is Edrabanan, Chala Daraisa. The Gemara wants to show that you can distinguish between Truma and Chala in either direction. First view of the Gemara is that it's possible to hold that chala is daraisa, even if you hold truma is only drabanan. Why would chala be daraisa if truma was drabanan? So at least we have a paradigm. Shaharei zayin shekivshu, zayin shechilku. The first 14 years when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were involved in kibush v'chiluk. So during that time, most of the mitzvah tlius ba'aretz did not yet apply. Only chala, says Vahayu, Vayag Bivachem al Haaretz, means immediately. Parshas, the Pasuk in Parshas Shlach. So chala began immediately, and everything else was delayed. Says the Gemara, you see from there that Neschaiva Bechala v'lo Neschaiva Betruma. There was a time in Jewish history, those 14 years, where there was a chiyuv chala min haTorah, even though there was no chiyuv Truma. And the Gemara says, however, I, the other mandamar in the Gemara, thinks the opposite is true. And that is, afila mandamar truma bizmana zadaraisa, even if truma is minat Torah, maybe chala is only midrabanan. The tanya bivvoachem ala aretz, ibivvoachem yochem yishenichas lushnaim gimel miraglim. Maybe anybody comes in, tamala bivvoachem, bias kocham amarti, lo bias muktsaschem, the Chiaskinu Ezra Lav Kulusolk. So basically what the Gemara says is that maybe there's a factor called Bias Kochem, which determines that Chala, Bizman Ezra was never Daraisa, because it was never Bias Kochem. It was only a minority that came back. Truma, on the other hand, it sounds like, could be Daraisa. So the if you look at the Gemara in Ksuvos, right, the impression that you get is that if there's a din of bias kolchem, it applies to challah, not to truma. That's what bothered the Ravid. So you have this Rambam from an organizational point of view, from a literary point of view, from a Sefer Psak point of view. It's very difficult the way that he presented this din d'rabbanan. And when you consider who the Rambam was, as I've said many, many times, including on this topic, it's even more surprising because he was the best organizer ever. Moreover, where did he get it from? You know, it's one thing to drop a bomb and say, oh, he could have, you know, organized that better, you know. But we're not even sure why he's saying this. The content based on the Talmud is highly, highly problematic. So what is going on? So I think what we started saying last time was that the best thing to say for the Rambam, the question is whether you can say it, is to say that what the Rambam was trying to accomplish here was something conceptual, not something pragmatic and psak-oriented. In other words, it's true. If he was only interested in the psak, then he shouldn't have misled in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He shouldn't have said just, you know, enigmatically, Kemoshi is Boyer, the Hilchos Trumas, and rely on the fact that you're going to open it up and figure it all out. Even in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, you don't leave 20 odd halachos that imply one thing when, you know, you're going to correct it. Or if you do, then you at least, you know, you have a footnote or a, you know, an allusion to it that's clear. So clearly, the Rambam was trying to accomplish something with this organization. So I think what he was trying to accomplish might have been to be able to continue to emphasize that the Kedusha of Ezra, it's important for the Rambam to tell you that the Kedusha of Ezra was enduring, that it was permanent, and that some aspect of Kedushas Karka applies in Eretz Yisrael even after the second Churban, in other words, even, for example, Bizmanenu. And as long as that is not completely negated, we'll see about the different ways to say this in just a moment, then conceptually, the Rambam is on terra firma, even if pragmatically, and maybe he's made the pragmatic sacrifice in order to achieve the purity of conceptual truth. So what he's trying to say in Hilchos Beis HaBechira and in the beginning of Hilchos Trumah, he's not trying to mislead you, Chalila. What he's saying to you is, mitzad, the permanence of Ezra and Kedushas Haaretz, you should know, it's a very important thing to know, and that is that that is Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Yas Lavo. However, right, if you look at what I wrote at the end of Hilchos Trumos, that's when I dropped the other shoe, or the bomb, or whatever you want to call it, right? When it comes to Chi of Trumos, the yearly, even Maestros, none of that is enough. You need something else. There's a precondition here which transcends the question only of permanent Kedusha. So then the Rambam is on solid ground conceptually, you know, even though he, right, is paying a price pragmatically in terms of his presentation. So this is basically, again, the Radvaz and the Minchas Chinuch don't say this, but what they do say is, each one of them raises the question, what about all the dinim in between? In other words, Rambam tells us about Trumos. He says yearly about Maestros. But what about Leket, Shikha, Peya, right? Bikurim, right? What about all those dinim? What does the Rambam hold about them? Shemitah for that matter. So the Radvaz, the second answer anyway, says the Rambam is not incorrect in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey or Nechus Beis HaBechira when he says Kedushas Ezra is Min HaTorah, even Bizmanenu. He means with regard to everything except for, right, Trumos, probably Maestros, presumably Challah. You don't, that's so clear. But when it comes to Peah and Bikurim and all those things, what he says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Peah, what he says in Perek Vav Hilchos Peah of Bechira, and in Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumos is true. Milchas Chinuch, in a slightly different way, all over the place, whenever he encounters one of these mitzvahs, you know, this is what he does. He wonders whether the Rambam's Bias Kulchem applies to it. Typically, his answer is, Ein Lecha Bo Elechidusha, meaning where the Rambam says it's in a Bias Kulchem, that's where he believes it. And when he doesn't say it, well, he doesn't believe it. The Beis Halevi goes further. The Beis Halevi in this long tshuva, which I'm going to explain more now, is connected to the Heter Mechira. It's a very, very long tshuva. So in it, he basically argues that Bias Kulchem is an extraneous requirement. There's nothing I'm emphasizing on that. I'm going to try to suggest something in between in a few minutes. Nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz. It's a technical tour that applies, in his opinion, to Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah, maybe a few other things, hard to know. He doesn't focus so much on what it does or doesn't apply to. His focus is more on whether it affects Kedushas Haaretz or just affects the Chiyuv Doraisa and Drabanan of Trumos and Maestros. His big chiddush is that you can split those two things from each other, and I'll explain a little more in just a second. I mean, there are two questions. One is there Kedushas Haaretz Doraisa? That's one question. And the second question is there a chiyuv to bring that particular matana min haTorah? So the Beis HaLevi says the following. There are three possible reasons why Shemitah Bizman Hazeh could be drabanan. Number one, the absence of Yovel. Number two is if you hold Kedusha Shniyah of Ezra, Kitchel Shaita, the low Kitchel Yasid Lavo, that the Churban wiped out Kedusha Ezra. If you say that, that's a second reason why there would be Shemitah Drabanan. And the third reason would be Bias Kulchem. If you require Bias Kulchem, since at the time of Ezra there was no Bias Kulchem, therefore Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. These are the three possible explanations for Shemitah being Drabanan according to the Beis HaLevi. However, the Beis HaLevi says, the issue, now we get to the Heter Mechira, is not only whether Shemitah is Drabanan. Why it's Drabanan and what is Drabanan is critical as well. So let's explain. So there was this, tremendous battle among Chachmei Yisrael about what's called the Heter Mechira. Originally, before the state was proclaimed, and it was then called the Yishuv. There was, very difficult economic times, and requiring that landowners abstain from working their lands or having their lands worked completely, right, would have been financially, right, very challenging, we'll say. They claim, the people who were adherents of this Heter Mechira, that it wouldn't have been a viable settlement in Eretz Yisrael at all. And therefore they looked to Chachmei Yisrael to give them a heter to sell the land to non-Jews, just like we sell chametz, to a non-Jew. What would happen would be that what would kick in would be the principle of Yesh Kinyan Akum Lahafkia Mikdushas Aretz, that if non-Jews own the land, then there is no sanctity to the land, and therefore there's no Kedushas Shvias and the onerous burdens, let's say, economically, let's say, of keeping Shemitah would be gone. So this is the question. Could you sell the land to a non-Jew during the Shemitah year, thereby at least neutralizing some of the economic obstacles for continuing life in those in the Yish? That was the question. Of course, there are other elements that go into this question. For example, are you allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? Does it help if you only rent it? Right? Lo sechanein, right? Lo titen lahem, chanaya bekarka. What about that? Let's say you sell land to a non-Jew, right? Does it matter whether he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, a member of the Shiva Amamim? Let's say it's a monotheist, somebody who worships Islam or a Ger Toshav. Does that make a difference? Does it make a difference if you are motivated, by the benefit for Klal Yisrael rather than the benefit for the non-Jew? Lo titen lem chanoya bekarka comes from the pasuk lo sechanein. That same pasuk also teaches us lo titen lehem matnas chinam. But there's a very famous tosefta, which is accepted lahalacha, and that is, let's say you want to give a non-Jew, an Ovid Avodah Zarah, let's say you want to give him a gift, but you don't want to give him a gift because you are just generous, and therefore in a way you're supporting or encouraging him. Let's say you want to give him a gift because he works for you, and you're investing in that loyalty, in that relationship. So Tosefta says, there's no violation of Otitamahem Matnas Chinam if you do it for your own purposes. If it's more of like an investment, a psychological, I wouldn't say ploy because it can be sincere. Well, let's say it's about a long-standing, pleasant, working relationship, then there's no problem of Ositelem Matnas Chinam. So there's a huge debate among the poskim. The same pasuk produces lo titen lahem chanoya bekarka. You're not allowed to sell, all things being equal, the land of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. So let's say you do it, but you do it for your purposes. For example, you want the yishuv or the Medinas Yisrael, whatever it is, you want it to be successfully, you want it to be financially or economically viable. And the only way to do that is this way. So you're not selling the land, you're temporarily selling the land. You're not doing it for them, you're doing it for us, right? So just like giving a matnas chinam is not a violation if you do it, as an investment, right? So too, here you're not stam selling the land. A, you're doing it temporarily. B, if you're doing it temporarily, then B, you're doing it for your own benefit, right? Not for the benefit of the non-Jew. So there's a whole literature on all the, call it peripheral, but by peripheral, I don't mean to, consign it in significance or even lesser significance. I mean, relative to the bigger substantive question about the effectiveness of the heter mechira. In addition to that question, there are a bunch of questions. Are you allowed to sell? If you do sell and you're not allowed to sell, is the mechira chala? Is it a valid sale? Does it matter if it's temporary? Does it matter if it's dependent? All the things, does it matter who you're selling it to? Which kind of non-Jew? All these are the questions of, are you allowed to do this that surround this topic? But the biggest question of all is, let's get away from all those things for the moment. Let's assume they're all okay, or they're all not ma'akev. The bigger question is, I sell the land to the non-Jew. He now owns it. Does it really undercut Kiddushas Karka? Do we apply under these conditions Yesh Kinyan Akum Lahafkia, a non-Jew's ownership, right, takes away or neutralizes the sanctity of the land? Is that true in this case or not? Does it work? So the Gemara in Gittin, and Yerushalmi all over the place, records a debate whether or not Yesh Kinanakam Lafkir Ein Kinanakam Lafkir, whether a non-Jew's ownership takes away from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisers and Chala and Bikurim and so on and so forth. Yes or no? But the simple maskana of the Bavli in Masechet Gittin, Mem Zayin, is as follows. If we're talking about regular Eretz Yisrael, right, where there's, in a case where there's Kedushas Karka Daraisa, the regular boundaries, so then we say, we paskin, Ein Kinyan Akum Lahafkia. Even if a non-Jew owns the land, there's still a Chiv Trumas Maitzeris, etc. However, the Gemara says, in Surya, Yesh Kinyan Akum Lahafkia. What is Surya? Surya was, you know, part of Eretz Yisrael, where the Chachamim debated whether the Kedusha that was invested there was Minatora effective or not. It was Kibush Yachid. Why was it Kibush Yachid? That's a debate among the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say they added to Eretz Yisrael's boundaries, this is Rambam's view, before they actually conquered, right, the primary boundaries. In other words, the din that you can add to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael requires still a proper order. First, you have to go about, you know, gaining sovereignty over the boundaries, and then you can expand. Let's say you expand before you get stability over the boundaries. So, according to the quite a few Rishonim, including the Rambam, that's the problem of Kibush Yachid. Others say that, you know, they didn't ask the right permission of Beis Din, whatever, meaning there's something called Kibush Yachid. So the Gemara says, Kibush Yachid, Lav Shmei Kibush, and therefore Surya, which was, let's assume for the moment, out of order, its Kedusha is only Drabanan, and since its Kedusha is Drabanan, if a non-Jew owns it, then Yesh Kinyan Akum Lahavkia. But in Kedusha Daraisa, right, there's no Kinyan Akum Lahavkia. So now, the question of the Heter Mechira, you understand, is going to depend on what? Whether Kinyan Akum is Mafkia. So if Shemitah is Daraisa, then certainly ain't Kinyan Akum Lahavkia. What if Shemitah is Drabanan? So many of the Rishonim said, that's the question. If Shemitah is Drabanan, Yesh Kinyan Lahavkia, and the Heter Mechira will work, whether it's desirable to do it, and the other is certain, that's a different story, but this is the issue. And the Beis Halevi came up with the following kind of brilliant insight, which threw a major obstacle right on the path of the Heter Mechira. And that was as follows. The Beis Halevi said, even if you hold Shemitah Bezman Azez Drabanan, since there are three different reasons why it might be Drabanan, it's not enough to say Shemitah's Drabanan. We need to know why. Because what we're really interested in is not whether the din of Shemitah's Drabanan and therefore Kinyan Akum would be Mafkia, but whether or not Kedushas Haaretz is Drabanan. Now, the Beis Halevi came up with the following principle. The question of Kinyan Akum being Mafkia or not Mafkia doesn't matter whether the dinim are Drabanan. It matters whether the Kedusha is Daraisa. What does that mean? So I'll give you the example. Maiser Yerek, vegetables. Everybody agrees that Maiser Yerek is only Drabanan. Let's say you're talking about in the time of Yoshua, his boundaries, his conquest prior to the Korban. Everybody agrees that Kedusha Sa'aretz is Daraisa. Said the Beis Halevi, did anybody ever think that if a non-Jew owns that property, that when it comes to vegetables, you'll say that there's no Chiyuv Trumas Maaseres? I mean, Maaser Yerek is Drabanan. What is it about Surya that makes it amenable to Kinyan Akob Lahafkia? The fact that it's Drabanan, or the fact that the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Drabanan? Meaning, what will happen if you have Kedusha Sa'aretz that's Doraisa, but the din of Trumos and Maestros, for example, is Drabanan for a different reason, like vegetables as opposed to fruits? Will you still say Yesh Kinyan Akob Lahafkia? If you look at Rashi in Gittin, when he explains the din of Surya, the Gemara says, Kibush Yachad Lav Shmei Kibush, and therefore it's only Drabanan, since it's Drabanan, Yesh Kinyan Lahafkia. And the Gra in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shon Yardea Simon Shin Lamed Aleph also speaks this way. He says, if it's Drabanan, then Yesh Kinyan Lahafkia, because it's Dumya L'Surya. But the Beis Halevi argued. Beis Halevi says, it's not sufficient that the din be Drabanan. That isn't the point of Surya. The point of Surya is that the Kedusha is Drabanan. But if you have Kedusha Daraisa, and for an extraneous reason, it's a din Drabanan, that's a whole different matter. So now let's go back to the drawing board. Let's assume for the moment, says the Beis Halevi, that Shemitah is Manazeh, is Drabanan. Ah. So the Beis Halevi said, but there are three different reasons. Let's look at them. What are the reasons, says, and this is the view of the, some of the Rishonim. Smag has this, others. So some of them say, well, Kedushas Ezra was Kitchel Shaita v'lo Kitchel Yasid Lavo. Kedushas Aretz was Batel, even the Kedusha of Ezra. So why is Shemitah Bizman Nazed Rabbanon? Because Kedushas Aretz doesn't exist. Says the Beis Halevi, okay, that's comparable to Surya. If a non-Jew owns the land, let's say during the Shemitah year, in the time, right, where in the time after the Korban, according to that mandal, the Sefer Truma says this, then it's like Surya, and Yesh Kinyan Akob Lahafkia, a heter mechira would work. But let's say the reason that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan is for a whole different reason. Let's say it's because Shemitah depends on Yovel, and Yovel's Drabanan. Says the Beis Halevi. But the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Doraisa. The only reason Shemitah's Drabanan isn't because of lack of Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's because of lack of Yovel. That's not comparable to Surya. There's Kedusha Sa'aretz Doraisa, just that Shemitah depends also on Yovel. It's like Maaser Yerek, not like Surya. Ah, so what does all this have to do with us? So here's where we come to our point, and that is, let's say you take a third explanation for Shemitah Bizman Hazeh being Drabanan. Not that the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Betela, and it's like Surya, but also not that there's no Yovel, and therefore it's like Maaser Yerek. Let's say you take the view that says there's no Bias Kolchem. Here's where the Beis Halevi, and this is certainly correct, Reb Chaim, his son as well, assume that according to the Rambam, not only Trumos and Yerali Maestros, but even Shemitah requires Bias Kolchem. That's a big Chiddush. The Radvaz expresses it, as do other Achronim. But the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim both understood that Shemitah also depends on, according to the Rambam, on Bias Kolchem. Ad Kedei Kach, we'll see in a moment, but in the Chiddushei Agrach, al Rambam, he suggests that actually the source of Trumos, where does the Rambam know that Trumos and Maestros depend on Bias Kolchem? How does he know that? Says the Reb Chaim, because the Torah uses the language V'haya b'va'achem ala aretz, b'yatz kulchem v'lo b'yatz kem. That's the drasha. And the only other place where it uses is in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, but we also speak of v'haya kisavau el haaretz. So it doesn't say v'haya b'va'achem, it's the v'haya kisavau, but that also is the language. Says the thing is that trumas maisras depend on the cycle of the shemitah. And if there's no shemitah, there's no trumas maisras. So if one, the real din of bias kala and shemitah, and by extension trumos and maisras. Now, is bias kochem like maisr yerek? Is the drabanan caused by bias kochem like maisrek? Or is it like Surya? Says the Beis Halevi, he says, in my opinion, it's Pashut, that it's like Meiser. Yeah, meaning Bias Kodesh. Just that this requirement. Okay, then if the reasoning for Shemitah being Drabanan is Bias Kochem or Yovel, then Heter Mechira doesn't work. Because it's like Maisa Yerek. There's no Kinin Akum Lahaf, even though the din is Drabanan, because the Kedusha is Daraisa. Now what the Beis Halevi doesn't say, and this is what I'm adding, is if you really hold that way, namely the Bias Kolchem is an extraneous Ptur, not anything that has to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz, it means Inuchos Pesach Bechira, Inuchos Trumos, because he wanted to teach the very important halacha of the Rambam, Sa'aretz Daraisa because of Ezra. Even with Shemitah and Trumos and Maisros, there's Kedusha Sa'aretz Daraisa. It dinim, the Chiyuv, the chiyuv is drabanan, but the basic kedusha is actually min haTorah. But then the whole heter mechira doesn't work. I'll show Reb Chaim Shita in just a couple of minutes. But that's I'm going to read in just a little in the Beis Halevi, so you'll see that I'm not making it up, and you'll see he adds other interesting things. And that's how he was a staunch opponent of the heter mechira. Before I do that, if there are any questions, being very polite and very quiet, which is, you know, certainly permissible. But if anybody does have questions, or if we're not being clear, this would be to address them.
What do you do with the Gemara in Sotra Daf Yudalad with Dorsh Rav Simloi, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael?
Right.
So that he can be Mekayim Mitzvahs Tulis Baaretz, and the entry alone wouldn't accomplish anything if it's still dependent on Yovel. There was no Yovel when he walked into at the time of his.
Well, not all Mitzvahs Tulis Baaretz depend on Yovel. Challah begins immediately.
No, but the Gemara says over there, probably Trumas and Maestros, isn't it referring to?
Well, either way, that's a good question. It has nothing to do with Yovel. That has to do with the Kibush V'chiluk.
Yeah, right. There's no Kibush. There's no Kibush. How can he be Mekayim?
So to about general, I think I would give might be the. I think that's a little bit what the Malbim, you know, relies on. I think I mentioned also a couple of weeks ago, the Malbim has this view that he repeats again and again and again, and his view is that if Moshe Rabbeinu had entered Israel, right, there wouldn't have been a Mochama or a Kibush. Right, there just would have been
Yudushas Baaretz. That's a Shita's Sforno, actually. The originator of that Shita is Sforno.
Yeah, Sforno also has something like that, correct. So, very good. So, yeah, so then that would have been a whole different paradigm. That's, I think, a good answer to that question. Anyways, is there any other, before we get to, I want to just, Salevi just for a minute, and then I want to talk about Reb Chaim. Are there any other questions before we move on?
I'm missing a lot of the transmission because
We're not good tonight.
It's not coming.
It's not clear. It's not clear to me either.
Some of the most critical parts of your discussion are lost.
I don't know when. I think we discussed this in the past. And I don't have a pattern of when. But why don't you ask me whatever you didn't catch, and I'll repeat it quickly.
Okay. I think when your wife speaks, she speaks from a different room, and it's much clearer.
No, she spoke with the same sperm in the background on that Sunday.
Yeah, no. you can. Usually I think we're fine.
Yeah, I think usually
we had
you
about
are.
A month. But I don't know the answer. It could just be the Wi-Fi or whatever. But why don't you just tell me which point you catch?
I don't know, but I'm trying to fill in the dots, you know, cross the T's. From the context, I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Okay, so just to sum up what we've been saying, is the Heter Mechira. The reason that he opposed the Heter Mechira is because he felt that the... Can you hear now clearly?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
That the premise, which is Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, is the Rabbanon, then Yesh Kinyan Akum Lachmi. You can hear?
Yeah.
Okay. My thing just said something was unstable, but we'll ignore it. Yesh kinyan akum lafkia mikdusha sa'aretz, that which is Rabbanon, he felt that was implied. Really, where kedusha sa'aretz, rice or the, he gave the example of Maaser Yerek, vegetable. That's a din d'rabbanan, kedusha is d'oraisa, and he points out that a non-ownership of the land will exempt you from Maaser Yerek. The only thing we do say is that if Surya is kibush yachid, lo shmar kibush, which it is, and therefore the kedusha is d'rabbanan, it's there we say that yesh kibinakam lachim. So the Beis Halevi then went on to analyze why Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan. Is it Drabbanan because of lack of Yovel? Is it Drabbanan because the Kedusha Shnia was Betela? Or a third reason, because of lack of Bias Kokhan? Beis Halevi's argument was, if the reason why Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabbanan is because of Kedusha Shnia being the Tela, then it's like Surya and the Heter Mechira would work. But if the reason is because of Yovel, lack of Yovel, or because of lack of Bias Kochem, he felt that that was not a Kedusha Sa'aretz problem, that was just a Din Drabbanan despite Kedusha Sa'aretz Daraisa. And that would not help you for the heter of Kinyan Akum Lafki. Okay? I was just adding that Bias Kochem, according to that view, has nothing to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz. And therefore you understand why the Rambam also gave the impression that Kedusha Sa'aretz was Daraisa at the time of Ezra, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and the beginning of Hilchos Trumos. And only in the end tells you about the Ptur of Bias Kochem because he felt it to be an extraneous Ptur. Okay? That part clear?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I'm just going to add two things very quickly. One is that the Beis Halevi was convinced not only that the problem of Yovel and the problem of Bias Kochem did not affect Kedushas Haaretz, he even felt that since there was Kedushas Haaretz, if you go ahead in your Mapris, there's a Kiyum Daraisa, because it really is Shemitah, and there really is Trumas and Maisros, he felt that the Daraisa, there really is a Kiyum of these Matanot. So I just wanted to see that inside. I want to see two things inside very quickly, and then I'm going to turn to a time. This is in the next Marmakomos, the more recent ones. Okay. Here. If you look on page one, his basic idea, the Nimsa Ladas Arandam, page one, Tut Beis Halevi Chen and Kimmel Simon Aleph.
Line 33.
The Nimsa Ladas Arandam, Kedusha, and if you can't hear me, by the way, if I start breaking up, just tell me right away. You know, and I'll try to look for the pattern or, you know, jiggle the computer or something. Now you're hearing me, right?
Yep.
Okay, fine. The Nimsa Ladas Arandam, Kedushas Ezra, Kedusha Gemura Midaraisa. This is what we were just talking about. That according to the Rambam, Kedushas Ezra is complete Kedushas Haaretz. Agam Svirule de la Batla Kedushas Haaretz, Dam B'Chorbana. And the Rambam thinks even after the Chorban of Bayis Sheni, there remained Kedusha Shnia Gemura. For that reason, all mitzvahs tulis baretz fundamentally are min haTorah. The rock, the mitzvahs atzlius and kibush v'chila, only things that require kibush v'chila, u'ledidei midrabanan gami me'ezra, v'advarim misuged eksuvas olus yashu divrei Rambam, imkein ledidei shmitas karka hudrabanan gami me'bayisheni. That's where he says that there is Kedusha Sa'aret Minat Torah, even though the dinim are Durabah. Oh, so then he says, Minei Lahalacha, this is the next piece, Vadai Diyesh Mitzav Tatsil Dhu Drabanan, this is Tatsil, that Mitzav is only Drabanan, the Chain Tafsu Harbe Machron and Mitzvah Seyan, the Labasi Bekola Riku Sanal says this long piece, the goal of it is Rakla Barer, Kiharbe Mea Postum Sule Daraita, and also Lister Masha Reitzi Bekisve Haiti, Hamelitz, Midpas, Barchoka Mechad, Kosov Kivin the Shemitah Bizmana Zedra Banan, Mucha Lismo Chaldibre Haraza. Here's where you see, for the first time, that this Chuva, the Beis Halevi, is in response to the controversy, the contemporary controversy of the Heter Mechila. He starts talking about the different articles that have been published in the journals and what they're saying, etc. Okay, now move to page two. Here's where he suggests big idea that I mentioned. This is on page two. Starting from Os Aleph, you see that? What line is that?
Line 21.
It says, V'hinei betamam shel amakilim. He says, those who are makil and allow the heter mechira, the sovrim shehum drabanan, relying on the fact that Shemitah is drabanan, matzino gamkein machlokes u'shnei svaros mechulakos. There are two different reasons, now later he'll discuss three, why it's drabanan. The Sefer Truma Kasavu drabanan, Mishum de Kedusha Shnia, the Ezra Lokin Shaliasadlavo, Ubetela Beisa Churban. According to the Sefer Truma, one of the Balei Tosis, Rabbi Baruch Mivermaizda, he was of the opinion that the second Kedusha was canceled at its Churban. Right? Amnam, however, Sefer HaYireim v'Sefer HaChinuch Kasu Atam D'Kayim Elon Kerebi V'Shmita Tali B'Yovel. They get a totally different reason, and that is the linkage between Shmita and Yovel. Kol Shein Yovel Ein Shmita V'Gam Asmad Kasav Shein Yovel U'Lefimash Yizbar Nalel Gas Rambam Yesh Otam, and the Rambam has a third explanation, the chaser, kibush v'chiluk, because of bias, lack of bias kolcha. So here's where he comes with this big conceptual idea. Benafkemina tuva benhani atamim. There's a huge difference about why it's drabanan. That it's drabanan is not the issue. why it's drabanan is what's going to be determinative, right? Echad asada shel nachri. The Masechet Gittin Amar Rabba in kinyan the nachri beretz Yisrael afkiyam b'day ma'aser. Armin and Shom the Surya yesh kinyan the kibush yach those make kibush. Chasav Rashi even the chiyuv drabanan yam afkiyam. Surya is kedushas haaretz drabanan. Their ownership has no kedusha whatsoever. Bim kein l'das nova poskim. According to the majority of poskim, the svirla de lo betela, the rak mishum de ein yovel, or the Rambam, because there's no bias kolchem. But basically, kedusha saaretz is intact. Hapshita the ein lo kinyan, the non-Jewish ownership doesn't help. Tarei hai dina de yesh kinyan de ein kinyan. Totally, but kedushas haaretz. It depends on the sanctity of the land, not whether or not the chiyuv is drabanan or daraisa. Im kedushas midaraisa, ein koach lanochri lafki mikedushas. We may la chayev is gam mitzvah shein drabanan. Not whether it's drabanan or daraisa, but daraisa into. The reasoning, right, of that view. And that's where the Beis Halevi came up with his idea that the Heter Mechira should not, if Bias Kolchem is the basis, or if basis, etc. Then he goes on to say, if you look on the next page, Os Aleph there, Odzos Da?
12, line 12.
Line 12 on page 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Odzos Da, he says you should also know, Ki lo kol takanos drabanan domi. All takanos drabanan are not the same. Just because something's drabanan doesn't mean that that's, you know, that's the whole story. Okay? Yesh mehem also chachamim umashet tichnu v'davar shabatmo tozeh adavar ein bod isur araisa v'rak mishum siag. Now things that are pure drabanans that are created as a drabanan or as a siag l'geder v'zeh amru, right, safek drabanan l'hakel. In matters like that we say safek drabanan l'hakel. But when you have elements of the mitzvah that are really min haTorah, the amakayma also sa mitzvah mamish asher haTorah tzipsala, and when the person fulfills it, he's really fulfilling something which has daraisa element to it. But for some other reason, there's a technical reason, an extraneous reason, right, why this man hazeh, it's only drabanan. Oh, isur shvius im nomar de lo batla kin the gamata im kedar im mekaymos and it's to retzona Torah hakdosha the aretz hakdosha hakdosha kishbos the shvius the rakin chiyuv ata the ein yovel noeg. So this is a very big chiddush, a second chiddush to the Beis Halevi. In addition, which is that kinyan akum doesn't depend on drabanan or daraisa, but on kedusha daraisa and kedusha drabanan. The other big chiddush that is something can be abanan with a kiyum daraisa, as long as the drabanan part of it is kind of extraneous. He's saying in our case, there is a principle of shmita. Even bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, you're not mechuyev because bias kolchem, because yovel, but since the gabe shmita is intact, because it's intact, in the end of the day, there is possibly even a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. So for all these reasons and more, what about the heter mishum parnasa? Right? This was a time of crisis. So this also instigated a very big debate. This is what we referred to a few weeks ago. The Tziv also has a kuntras in his tshuvas, Shelz Tshuvos Meshiv Davar, where he talks a kuntras on Inyane Shemitah about this whole question. He too opposed the Heter Mechira. He too opposed the being Mekel for financial reasons. So the Beis Halevi, look at the next piece, the next one, Aleph. V'hinei echad min amatirim kasav kivin de'ikar shvias bezman hazeh udrabanan. What line is that?
35.
Okay, 35.
Yeah.
It says, yesh lahatir kivin shazeh yasod be'ikar parnasasam. He said, you know, the people won't be able to make a living. So maybe that should be a reason for the heter. You find such a thing. Go to the third line. It says, that these are taken out of context in a tshuva of the Mabit. You know, Marit is onus. He says you just can't extrapolate, you know, because sometimes the posek says mishum parnasa, the circumstances. This is a very much an anatomy of how to analyze certain kind of problems, as you can see. So he says, you know, just because there are times when, you know, dochek parnasa is an inside factor, and sometimes it's not. You need to know the details. The Zeh Kosev Lokeach Devarim Kimashman Lahatet Kol Yisurei Shviyish Karisha Zriya Al Yidei Yisrael Ba'atma V'gam Sada Shal Yisrael. He says, you can make a colonios, the colonies. That's what he called the, he was calling the, referring to the Yishuv. Ein Lem Kait Parnas Tacheres. Okein Ra'isi Lebarach Kivukei Advarim Shiyesh Bazeh. So this is not the first kufa in history, even in Eretz Yisrael, where there were economic challenges. Anyways, I don't want to read the whole thing because I won't move on. He goes on to say that there's a difference between, if you look, you know, 4-3 lines as go down, he says, "Demuta mishum hesed meruba rak heched hesed ba mitzad siba acheres, kemo beis hashlachim, dasad tiskalka v'kukula shel sada v'mitzadenu, ve'eno me'etzam ha-mitzvah." He distinguishes between extenuating circumstances, which are unforeseen, and therefore, you know, the category of onus, as opposed to a mitzvah, which by definition exerts a certain amount of economic pressure, like Shemitah, where it's just built in. That's what Shemitah is. And then he goes on and he says, Hareza etzem ha-mitzvah sinitztave shelo lizroa. The kolam oneam izroa hu meniyas ha-revach eich natilo. Kivin dezehu be'etzem ha-isra. You can turn the page. He says, if somebody doesn't have any other way to earn a living, the only way he can make his living is through straight lending money on interest. Natilo lekol apokos avak ribis, mishum deina asar arak midrabanan. Would that mean that we would permit him to do it? I'm not talking about heteriska now. Heteriska is a legitimate instrument. But what the Beis Halevi is saying is, economic pressure per se in a isar or a mitzvah, which is economically sensitive, is not a factor. It has to be something extraordinary as a result. Okay. Then finally, you know, he gets a clap and he rejects the Heter Mechira. Okay, that's the Beis Halevi. Now I just want to point out something that the Rav is talking about, and that is if you join Rav Chaim to the Beis Halevi, you might get the opposite result, which is very unusual, especially since he himself quotes Rav Chaim from his years as a Magid Shir in Volozhin. But what he quotes from Rav Chaim earlier, and what Rav Chaim printed in the Chibur many years later, is very, very different. And what we'll see, I'm just going to tell you broadly in a minute what he says, and then I'll read in a couple of times and we'll see the difference. Can everybody hear? We're not having transmission problems. You'll let me know. Okay, good. I'm hearing a bit of an echo, but that could be because of me. Okay. What Rav Chaim seemingly disagreed with the Beis Halevi was that he felt that Bias Kochem, he thought that and the reason
could you repeat that, please?
What's that?
Could you repeat that?
Sure.
Complete
Rav Chaim, like his father, the Beis Halevi, even in the Chibur, he talks about this twice in the Chibur. You'll see, once in Hilchos Kermos and once in Hilchos Shemitah. In both places, he too agrees that according to the Rambam, Bias Kochem is an exemption that applies to Shemitah as well as Trumas Umaisros. However, where he parts company with his father is that while the Beis Halevi emphatically thought that Bias Kochem is a technicality, and that it is an extraneous tour, Rav Chaim thought that Bias Kochem goes to the heart and to the core of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why did he think that? Because he noticed in the Gemara in Ksuvas that we read before that the Gemara seemed to be speaking about facts on the ground. That what took place at the time of Ezra, namely, that when Ezra invested Kedushas Haaretz for the second time in Eretz Yisrael, that was done with a minority, it seems like the Gemara and the Rambam are of the opinion that that is frozen, I mean, that there's nothing that's irremediable. There's nothing to do about that. We're stuck with that. And the question is why? The question is even more powerful when you consider the following parallel. In Yovel, what determines whether Yovel is Drabanan or Doraisa? Kol Yoshva Aleha. However, the Gemara says in Erechim that depends on every Yovel. Every Yovel, you calculate the population living in Eretz Yisrael to see whether or not it's in the category efficiently of Kol Yoshva Aleha. It's not frozen by any particular Yovel. Every 50 years, we do a survey.
A census.
However, says Rav Chaim, it seems like the din of Bias Kochem, which basically sounds an awful lot like the idea of Kol Yoshva Aleha, it seems like that was frozen at the initiation of the Kedusha. And it could never get past the fact that Rov Kol Yisrael were not there. Why not? says Reb Chaim, because Kol Yoshva Aleha is an extraneous tnai. It's a separate precondition. It has nothing to do with Kedushas Aretz. It just has to do with the population question. And therefore, it's given Kiyum Hayovlos. We evaluate it every Yovel separately. But Bias Kolchem depends on the initiation of the Kedusha, in this case, the moment of Ezra, because it's really a din in Kedushas Karka. It affects the Kedusha itself, it's not extraneous. And therefore, if you didn't have it, you can never get it. That set the tone forever. You can never get beyond what Ezra did. And what Ezra did was limited by the lack of full participation of Rov Klal Yisrael. That's what Reb Chaim says. Look very carefully. I'll show you one and then the other. Look where it says Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi Perek Aleph. This is on page 4, I'm guessing. Right?
33.
Yeah.
Line 33.
Go to where it says the second paragraph, starting from Olafiza, and go down 6 lines. Where it says Vihine Be'emes Betruma. Everybody have that? What line is that?
That's the next page.
Oh, that's already the next page?
Page 5, line 1.
Okay, great. Vine be'emes betruma, hare loksiv klal kisavo. Reb Chaim says, by the way, in truma, this is, where did the Rambam get this halacha from anyway? What do you mean bias kolchem? The whole language kisavo doesn't apply to truma. The tzorach lomar al pimasha kosav Rashi, iksuvis, the trumas the maestros mitlan tolyon biminyan nosa shmita. The answer is because trumas maestros depend on shmita. Umimela, the krod the kisavo, ha'amur b'shmita, the yovel, koigam le'inyan trumas the maestros. This is an ingenious chiddush. What's the makar? Meaning, Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim assumed that Bias Kol, Rambam never said that Bias Kolchem applies to Shemitah. They both assumed it to be true, and Reb Chaim is saying, because otherwise there's no makor for Trumos, I'm extending the Rambam's Trumah Chiddush to Shemitah, because otherwise there's no basis for the Trumah. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Shemitah. He only writes about Trumah. But the assumption is that if there wasn't Shemitah, there couldn't be Truma. There must be implicitly Truma. I mean, Shemitah. Okay, great. Then he says, Ulefi zeh nira dele'inin Shemitah v'yobo gam kein tzarech v'yat kolchem. Kiven de behuksiv ikar hakra v'chisavo, just like bivvoachem, where you have kisavo. Eofina v'yat kolchem v'chum v'chumaisos. Okay. Terrific. Then, if you skip till 3 lines before the end of that paragraph, I'm guessing, I don't know, line 7 maybe? Hare cholokach dina, have it? What line is it?
8.
Hare cholokach dina kol yoshveha. He wants to know what I said before. The din of Yovel of Kol Yoshva Aleha is a precondition in applying the dinim, but it has nothing to do with the Kedushas Karka. He mufkas mechiyuva shmita yovel. On the other hand, when it comes to bias kolchem, which has to be at the beginning of the tkufa of the kedusha. That's because it's a din in the kedusha itself. The yisod lazeh, he says, the foundation for this. Hare b'din bias kulchem akol toli baser shas bia virusha. Kimivur b'divrei haramim seivenu. V'chein b'ksuvas. Chala b'zman hazeh rabbanan. V'chiyaskinu Ezra lav kulu salat. Who cares what happened in the time of Ezra? Why not say it's now 2020 or in the next Shemitah, whatever it'll be, right? And we'll do another census. What do we care about Ezra? It makes it seem like Ezra determined L'dorei Doros. So the truth is that the Ritva in Ksuvis, it's a little late, so I'm not going to read it, but we have it here on the page in the first group of Mar Makomos on page 3. The Ritva in Ksuvis says, even though it sounds like this all depends on Ezra, Ezra's like an example. And you have to overcome it in reality. But anytime you have it, you have it. But Reb Chaim, I think correctly based on the Rambam, is saying it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like everything depended on the initiation of the Kedusha. If Bias Kolchem, like Kol Yashvei Aleha, was just a precondition for the din, for the kiyum of Yovel and the kiyum of Shemitah, then why does it depend on the initiation? Must be that it's a din of the Kedushas Karka. Oh, but if you say that and it really is a din of the Kedushas Karka, then should the Heter Mechira work? Is it... Now let's ask the question again. If a non-Jew owns the land, and Shemitah B'zman HaZeh is Drabanan, and according to the Rambam, it's Drabanan because of the absence of Bias Kolchem, is that like Maaser Yerek? Or is that like Surya? According to the Beis Halevi, it was obvious that it's like Maaser Yerek. And therefore, the whole Heter Bechira is based on the fourth premise, and it never works. Unless you hold Kedusha Shniyah B'Tehila, which most Rishonim who hold Shemitah Drabanan, most of them did not think that's the reason. According to Reb Chaim, sounds like Bias Kolchem is comparable to saying that Legabe this din, Kedusha Shniyah is B'Tehila, or it never got off the ground. So there are those, Rav thought, that according to Reb Chaim, you might have a basis to justify the Heter Mechira. However, what I'd like to add is the following.
In Yerushalayim, was there a Chiyuv Trumas and Maizos in Yerushalayim?
No, because the Chiyuv, of the Kedusha Olamis of the Mikdash, Mishum Kedusha Sashtina,
right,
has nothing to do with Trumas. It doesn't affect Trumas and Maaser.
So, the Kedushas Haaretz in Yerushalayim.
No. It's not Kedushas Haaretz. It's Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It only affects those demons. It doesn't affect Trumas and Maaser in Shemitah. Never did. That's clear. Anyways, but I would just add to, because I'm very interested in the location of the Rambam and the organization and the misleading and all of that, it's hard for me to simply dismiss what the Beis Halevi said. Moreover, the Rambam himself says, even if this is true for Trumos, maybe that there's a problem of Bias Kolchem, it may not be true of Maestros, but eerily that it is. If the idea Bias Kolchem was and affected Kedusha Sa'aretz in a very fundamental way, right? Then how could you even contemplate distinguishing Trumas and Maaser? Never mind, you know, what about all Bikurim and, you know, and so on and so forth. Shikha Peya Lecha, etc. So I think that there is something in between the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim. maybe this is what Reb Chaim actually meant also, and that is, Vias Kulchem affects, it's not an extraneous condition, it affects Kedushas Ha'aretz. But it's still true that there's a dimension of Kedushas Ha'aretz without it. And that's what the Rambam had been saying, was that there are levels of Kedushas Ha'aretz, right? And on one level, and for a certain dinim, the Kedusha of Ezra is nitzchis. It's Kitzel L'Shayit of the Kitzel L'Yashav Avo. And that's the impression that I'm giving in Nuchas Beis HaBechira and the beginning of Nuchas Truma. It's fascinating. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Nuchas Truma, so Halacha Yud, I have it on the first Ma'am Makomos, paskins that Ein Kidanachum Lafia the Eretz Yisrael, only Misuria. Again, the Rambam wrote his book in the medieval period. So in light of Halacha Chavav, is that really true? According to Reb Chaim, should that be true? Wouldn't it be true that Bizman Azeh, without Bias Kolchem, we should treat Eretz Yisrael like Surya? The answer is apparently not. So it sounds like what the Rambam really holds is that to attain full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you actually need a partnership between the land and the people. And absent, at the time of initiating that Kedusha, absent, right, Yes, Kolchem, that was an opportunity that was lost through your message, to invest Eretz Yisrael with full, maximal Kedushas character. At the same time, that doesn't mean that there's no Kedushas Haaretz. Certain dinim depend on full Kedushas Haaretz, on that combination of the nation and the land. And there are still other dinim, and that's what maybe Shemitah depends on that. Maybe Trumas and Maestros, according to him, certainly depend, according to the Rambam, depend on that. But there are other demons, probably Peya and Bikurim and others, etc., which depend not on the combination, but on the more minimal, or on the sufficient status of Kedushas Karka, based on the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chazaka of Ezra. So it turns out that the picture is a lot more complex than all of it. It's interesting also that Beis Halevi, when he quotes Reb Chaim from the Lazen days, says, after all, Chalukha, Kibush and Chalukha have nothing to do with Kibushas Haaretz. They're just, you know, requirements for other things. But in my opinion, that's not so possible. I think a very strong case could be made that, especially if there is this fusion between the people and the nation, that Kibush and Chalukah were also a milestone in Kibushas Ha'aretz, not in just particular Kibushim and their implementation. It turns out that this interrelationship of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael in a very reciprocal way is a very powerful concept. And again, even the psukim that we're reading now, Vaeschanan, you know, and why it is, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was so aggressive, even, you know, kind of almost refused, you know, to take no for an answer until he had to, you know, about not being nichnas in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just Kedushas Karka. It's again this fascinating, you know, interaction, you know, between Kedushas Ha'am and Kedushas Ha'aretz. Okay, there's much more to say, but we'll leave it at that. So I'll try to be in touch about next week. If we can, we'll try to skip this year. The next year will be on Daf Ches. But I want to talk about that a little bit.
Rav, yeah. I think we'll give it. group to Yisrael Eretz Yisrael? In other words, because would it have with the condition that you give a rel, would it take the Yisrael Eretz Yisrael? Would that be? Would you say that depending on how you look at Eretz Yisrael, explain hold the Yisrael Eretz Yisrael as man is that?
I'm not sure you were breaking. I don't know about my transmission. Your transmission was breaking up a little bit. But I think if I heard Beinat Zvikim, are you asking whether the mitzvah of Eretz applies b'zman hazeh?
How would it apply based on the distinction of how we look at Eretz Yisrael?
You know, well, I mean, we know that the Ramban.
Right, and he held as a mitzvah.
What?
He held as a mitzvah.
Yeah. So right. The Ramban, I mean, you know, I think that's a very mainstream view. It's not the view of the Rambam, but the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah tells that there is a mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, even when there's no mitzvah satul b'zman hazeh. And that's a very powerful idea. And certainly the deen, I believe that according to the Rambam, and certainly that what we were calling a couple of weeks ago, using the Rav's expression, you know, the shame Eretz Yisrael deen still apply b'zman hazeh for sure. And they affect so many areas that even if you set aside the Mishnah and Kiddush and the Mitzvahs of Tluyos, you know, Eretz Yisrael's role is still so overwhelming that I think it's undeniable that it's not just a technical question. Again, I mentioned the Malbim, you know, earlier. So the Malbim, and also these parshas contributing. You know, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Nitzanas in Eretz Yisrael. For sure, he wanted the extra opportunity of Mitzvahs Akliyos Ma'aretz. But that's separate from that, just being, interacting with Kedusha Sa'aretz, just being in a place, you know, which has that stature and that status, you know, is significant in the Torah. So there's every reason to think that those deities apply fully b'zman, and I think it's true for the Rambam too. The Rambam doesn't think there's a separate mitzvah of the yishuv haaretz, but he does think that the status of Eretz Yisrael, kedushas, you know, shame Eretz Yisrael at least, is koveya for many dinim that are relevant, you know, even in our time. So I think mostly the answer is yes, if I'm hearing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Rav?
Yeah.
Rav?
Yeah.
Rav Rodenzweig.
Yeah.
Why is the emphasis so much greater on Trumas and Maestros when Kisavo would underscore the importance of Bikurim?
I mean, they're just different. I think the issue of Trumas and Maestros is, you know, because of Tevel, the produce themselves. Bikurim are a form of Truma, really.
Yeah, but I mean, the Medrash said, Bereshis Bara Elokim, Bishvil Reshis.
Bishvil Reshis.
It doesn't say that about Truma.
Yeah, sure it does. I mean, some of the views of Chazal say that refers to Truma.
And when
yeah. Now there are many midrashim. The on the Bereshis, Bishvil Reshis, of course Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reshis, Bishvil Akar Shenikra Reshis, but you know they also quote Trumas and Maestros.
What about Eino Kofui Toivo? Does that apply to Truma and Maestros the way it does to Bikurim?
Probably not, but I'm not sure why. Why do we have to detract from Bikurim in order to also establish that Trumas and Maestros are very important? They're important in different ways.
But Bikurim are strictly strictly given on different periods of time, rather than Trumas and Maestros, are they not?
Yeah, I mean they depend on the time of the year, you know, and Bikurim is. I would say that Bikurim, and again, remember, there's no Tevel in Bikurim. That's what I was trying to allude to before. So there's no one aspect of Kedushas Karka doesn't apply to Bikurim. But what does apply to Bikurim is the Hakaras HaTov idea. And I think if you look carefully at the Pesukim in the beginning of Kisavo, what you I mean, again, and some of them Mefarshim explain it differently, but I think that Pashtus would think that Bikurim is the Matana which celebrates Eretz Yisrael. Of Kedushas Karsa. Bikurim are the mitzvah of Shevach Eretz Yisrael. That's why there's Mevi'im and Korim, and there's the history. That's why it's connected to Pesach, you know, and Shavuos in a different way, Chag HaBikurim. So but, I'm a big fan of Bikurim.
I mean, the pomp and circumstance.
Well, but they're different, and there's no Tevel, and it's not a function of the Kedushas Karka, you know, that needs to be matired, because you don't have that in Bikurim. You don't have that in Bikurim. But it is a shame truma by virtue of the chiyuv hafers to be makir tov and to be mishabeach Eretz Yisrael.
But don't big Bikurim have a pomp and circumstance attached to them?
They do, because of that.
Mitras don't.
I'm saying they because they're the mitzvah that kind of commemorates the gift of Eretz Yisrael. If they have the pomp and circumstance. The Mikra Bikurim, in addition to the Habas Bikurim. In the Mishnah of Eser Kedushos, this is a famous discussion of the Gra, but the Mishnah says Eser Kedushos says, and the 10th one is Eretz Yisrael Kedushos Mikola Aratzos, Shemavim Mimenu, Omer, Shtealachem, and Bikurim. So it's famous, the Rav doesn't speak about this a lot, but The Gra took out the word Bikurim. Because he said, I don't understand, Bikurim is mitzvah satulias ba'aretz, like Trumas and Isras. It doesn't belong in that Mishnah. But, you know, the answer is, it does belong in that Mishnah. There's no tevel in Bikurim. As you say, this pomp and circumstance. It's a chiyuv habaas Bikurim. And the mother is a nice, shady kind of an aspect to it. So I think Bikurim is very unusual, but it's just different.